Thank you, Mr. President. On behalf of the Norwegian mission, let me start by congratulating Italy and Ambassador Bencini for assuming the first presidency of the CD in 2025. We'd also like to wish the other P6 members success as you assume the presidency later this year. We also welcome all new ambassadors to the CD and express our best wishes to Ambassador Turner. Mr. President, last year we managed to make some limited but important progress. We agreed on the establishment of the subsidiary bodies and made a joint commitment to resume our work in the SBs in 2025. Let's honor that commitment by swiftly adopting a decision that allows this body to start working immediately. Last year's decision already provides the necessary mandate we need. Mr. President, while we have few illusions that the creation of subsidiary bodies alone will solve the core challenges facing the CD, we do welcome the opportunity to have more time to engage on substance and explore avenues for progress. Fulfilling the negotiation mandate of the CD should still be our main goal, and that means prioritizing certain topics over others. We will never be able to break the deadlock if we insist on tackling all issues at once. Identifying the agenda items that are most mature for negotiations remains a key task, a task we should try to tackle and explore in the subsidiary bodies during this year's session. As we have said multiple times before, it is time to show flexibility and compromise. Let's make good use of the subsidiary bodies to find common ground and lay some of the foundations for future negotiations. We have full confidence in the coordinator's ability to facilitate constructive discussions and help us move in the right direction. And let me extend our gratitude to the coordinators for assuming this important role. You have our full support. Mr. President, Norway is a staunch supporter of the principles of inclusivity and transparency in multilateral diplomacy. We will continue to call for broader participation in the CD, including supporting non-member states' right to participate as observers. I thank you.
I thank the...